USA Radio News. I'm Victor Pohl. U.S. stocks fell sharply on Thursday, pushing the Dow Jones Industrial Average below 30,000 for the first time since January 2021. The drop comes after the Federal Reserve's biggest rate hike in decades, and as other central banks also try to subdue rising inflation. After rallying on Wednesday in response to the Fed move, benchmark indices turned tail on Thursday. Four European leaders expressed their support for Ukraine on Thursday while meeting with President Zelensky, vowing to back Kyiv's candidacy to eventually join the European Union and offering more weapons to fend off Russia's invasion. French President Macron promised Ukraine six more truck-mounted artillery guns, the latest in a new round of Western arms pledges as the war grinds on in the Donbas region in the east. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The European Union is beefing up its code of practice on disinformation by enlisting more tech companies beyond Google, Twitter, and Facebook parent Meta, and adding measures to prevent online purveyors of fake news from profiting. The EU's Executive Commission unveiled an update Thursday to its four-year-old voluntary code that, together with sweeping new rules in the pipeline for digital companies, will step up its efforts to fight the spread of false information in the 27-member bloc. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot will ask Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, for an interview. Thomas said she would comply, according to the Daily Caller, a conservative news site. Thomas, a conservative activist, communicated with people in President Trump's orbit ahead of the attack, and also on the day of the insurrection, with hundreds of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol and interrupted the certification of Joe Biden's victory. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Attorney General from the Wolverine State may have ruffled some feathers in a recent speech.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is being criticized by the GOP in her state for her remarks at a civil rights conference in Lansing on Wednesday. Nessel reportedly told the audience that, quote, drag queens make everything better, drag queens are fun, drag queens for every school, unquote. She claimed she said it in jest. She called GOP gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon humorless when she tweeted about Nessel's comments. Dixon responded with, quote, will you join me to criminalize involving children in sexualized drag shows, unquote. Nessel did not respond. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former President Bill Clinton appeared on The Late Late Show with James Corden on Wednesday night and discussed a range of topics, including his new History Channel show, the Clinton Global Initiative, gun safety, and UFOs. Asked what he misses most about being president, Clinton drew laughter and applause when he replied, Air Force One. If someone called you cheap, would you be offended? Probably not. When it comes to finding a good deal, 53% of shoppers say they're proud to be labeled a bargain hunter. More than half of those surveyed consider being called cheap a compliment. In fact, the poll found that the average person would travel an hour to a store if they knew an item they wanted was on sale there. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.